As we go about our lives, we're faced with the evidence that we're being sold a lie by the powers that be. The system no longer serves the people in it. Instead, we're being forced to maintain a status quo that keeps us quiet and complacent, unable to make real changes to the structures that control us. I'm of course talking about automated test suites, the conspiracy by Big Agile to give them something to point at to justify their exorbitant hourly rates. It's time someone shined a spotlight on the criminal thought leaders that have been pushing this evil agenda. Welcome to Okay, I cannot stand that take. I don't know why it is that I've encountered it on multiple occasions that apparently test suites are just window dressing for agile consultants. If you hold this opinion, I want you to come on this podcast so that I can berate you. I want you to come on this podcast so that I can debate you. Anyway, welcome to Dead Code. The podcast is called Dead Code. I'm Jared Norman. This is just a preview episode, give you an idea of what kind of conversations that will be on this podcast in the future. While I was getting ready for it, I was listening to lots of other podcasts, and a section from episode 40 of Brian Merrick's podcast, Oddly Influenced, kind of stuck with me. It's a really excellent podcast, and if you're interested in software development in general, I highly recommend checking it out. He said, "From what I hear, software development keeps getting worse for the people at the bottom of the organization chart, and it has been for a good many years." And he talks about after that how changes typically bubble up from those people at the bottom of the org chart. And I generally agree with Brian, and I think we can do better. I strongly believe that this industry is not putting its best foot forward. I don't think anyone knows what a best practice is, and people aren't doing them even if they know what they are. I see TDD debated endlessly, with very little being added to that conversation. We're just going back and forth on that one, with the people doing it saying, "Hey, it works great," and the people not doing it saying, "No, it doesn't." Agile is apparently dead, despite its sound foundations. It's been twisted into something that's totally betrayed the lightweight methodologies that came before it, to the point that you can even see many early proponents having now distanced themselves from the term. Software education's a mess. CompSci, academia is totally disconnected from boots on the ground software development. Boot camps are misaligned, to say the least. Perhaps one of the things that's most frustrating to me is that there are teams out there getting a ton of value from practices that, if I listen to some of the thought leaders around, apparently don't work at all. So not sure what's going on there. Computer scientist Gerald Weinberg once said, "Things are the way they are because they got that way." On Dead Code, we're going to critically examine how the software industry got this way and what we can do about it. From design patterns to planning processes to systems architecture, domain modeling, team composition, really all aspects of software development, I am going to do my best through interviews with people across this industry to figure out what core ideas we're failing to capitalize on and how we can apply them. So for me, like I said, I'm Jared. I am I guess I'm technically an entrepreneur, but I consider myself a software developer. I've been writing code since I was 10 years old, roughly, though I got more seriously into it in my teens, and I've been in the software industry for just shy of 15 years now. I run a consultancy called Supergood. We build e-commerce software. And for basically all of my career, I've been a consultant. So I've seen a lot of different organizations. And I think that's sort of helped shape my view of the state of this industry. I don't really know where this podcast is going to take me yet. I'm fully expecting to veer off topic if there's interesting conversations to be had. But if you're like me and believe that, at least when it comes to software, that better things are in fact possible, I hope you'll subscribe, take part of the conversations that I'm trying to facilitate here. You'll find links to the socials, that episode of Oddly Influenced, and all that junk in the podcast description here in the episode notes. Subscribe on whatever thing that you subscribe to podcasts on. first real episode will be coming soon. If you know anyone who you think I should be talking to, please reach out. I've, like I said, all the socials and things are down below. Now go delete some.